Think Mr. Chairman. What I think is appropriate to take place now is give some direction to our economic development staff. And at this time, I'd like to give them the direction that we should extend an invitation to all the respondents of the RFI process, that they would be invited here to come into a closed session and present their proposals to the Milwaukee County Board Economic Development Committee. And then after the committee has reviewed those processes, in those proposals in closed session, we would then give some direction to the Economic Development Director on how to proceed from that. So that would be my motion, Mr. Chairman. Yes, for the next one.
Supervisor Weinshaw makes a motion to push this to next month. Comments from the supervisors?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe the entire procedure has been flawed. We have, if you will, established the policy with respect to the lakefront parcel through the long-range lakefront committee. But we do not, nor have we had, an opportunity to go forward with an orderly and well-considered process. And that continues to be the problem I have. And I fear that if we do what Supervisor Weishen, and I know he's doing that in good faith, and I appreciate that, in terms of waiting till the next meeting and having the proposers come in with their projects to refer to this board, will not resolve the fact that we have a flawed process. So I would ask that we vote against that motion, and I am prepared instead to make a motion to formally start an RFP process to let the people's representative, that is the board, have input on this important public site at the lakefront and establish good procedure so we can reach good policy on the development of this lakefront site. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Jersey, I'd like to recognize the administration.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, I think it was clear in open session that the Lakefront Planning Commission, in their recommendations in the first bullet point, gave a very vague outline saying that there should be a multi-story better economic use for the transit center. That was it. The previous chair of economic development had set a process in motion. It is not a flawed process, but at least in my eyes, and I think that we owe it to those that are in the midst of that process to at least give them their full due. And that's what I think is appropriate by having them come in closed session, provide their proposals, and then the committee can judge the process from there to see if it produced the adequate outcome that we wanted. I think to stop in the middle and kind of reorder the rules of the game, I think, is inappropriate. And so I would hope that we would follow through with my recommendations and have the invited people come forward for next month. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. I see three different responses, and I want to make sure that we're discussing Supervisor Weishon's motion first. So I see the administration. I see Supervisor Mayo, Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. We would like to just take a moment to talk about the outcomes that could possibly be different requiring an RFP versus an RFI. The process to date has been a thorough one on the administrative aspect of this. We created a document that was based on the policy, trying to find the best use value for this land. Creating further stipulations could possibly falsely manipulate the market that could respond to the RFP, the response, or an RFI for that matter. Responses included a broad range of things. The developer's interest in the marketplace and their desire to move forward brought forth a variety of responses. The seriousness which they took the offer to proceed was reflected in their responses. If there is a desired outcome that a supervisor is specifically hoping to achieve that was not addressed in the policy, that could be considered in the negotiation phase of the project as we move forward if it's one that the market could reasonably bear. That could take place after the voting on the RFI. Moving forward, as suggested by Supervisor Weishan, allows the committee to take a yes or no vote if they would like to have a further process after hearing from the respondents. If they don't hear any options that they feel is the highest and best use of the land, they can direct the department to start over. And at that point, we can have a further discussion about the policy of land sales going forward. To date, the policy, under our understanding, is that because there is not an outline prescribed method in ordinance, a sole source, an RFI, or an RFP are all valid ways to pursue land sales at the county. We chose to move forward with an RFI because it's the most transparent process while allowing developers to have the most cost-effective and thoughtful responses that they would like to move forward with. RFPs are very expensive for developers to put together. They require architectural renderings, financing, the requirement to find the financing, which is often difficult and challenging, as we all know, as we've heard today. All of those things need to be laid out in advance in an RFP. In an RFI, they can come with a more conceptual project and work through those processes as we go forward in the negotiation. Again, at the end, if an outcome is not achieved, the board can vote on that. If they don't see that the financing or the plan for the site is once again to their liking, you have two further opportunities to vote on this again in the future. We hope that you will take that into consideration and let us move forward next month.
I'd like to recognize Supervisor Mayo. He had his hand up first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. One, I'm not going to vote on it. We're not voting on any ideas at the present moment because nothing's in front of us. Two, I think the process was flawed, but we have that process in front of us at the present moment because there's some things that was brought out that if you have three oranges and one apple, it's not going to work together. But I see since we have this process, we have put people through the test. We need to have those individuals come in front of us so we know exactly what they may come. They have a month to prepare and have whatever they have in front of us so we can make a decision. At that time, if we feel that it's not what we want, we should look back and say, let's look at this process. But Mr. Chairman, I would like to make a motion to have this committee work with staff administration on the process of when we're going to sell land from this point on. Because we need that opportunity, the guidance. If we have an RFI, is that just going to be information? Because RFI is just information. Or if we're really going to sell the land, we need an RFP so we can't have the renderings. So I would like to make a motion that we make we can have two motions on the floor. There's one on the floor now, and then I can have my motion. Thank you.
Got to take the first motion down to see the other.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Given what Mr. Horst said with respect to the RFI, I would ask when the RFI was presented and responded when it was presented, what was in the RFI? That is to say, the conditions, the terms, what it was the best and highest economic use of that particular site is what you were looking at?
Madam Chair, Supervisors, yes, it was. We didn't have enough information to do an RFP because what the recommendation was for was highest value, best use, and so it was extremely generic. That said, if you controlled the site, what do you see going on there? Is it apartment? Is it hotel? Is it office?
Okay.
Retail? I mean, it was extremely broad.
Thank you very much, Mr. DeFore. So what I would, having heard what Mr. DeFore just said, I would look toward those who did respond to come in next cycle to give presentations to us, and then the committee would decide on whether we need to look toward an RFP or whatever we're going to do. I think, given what he just said, we were just being conceptual. We were just being conceptual. So I would look toward doing that, and then further down the road, look toward what Supervisor Jurczyk wants, and as what Supervisor Mayo suggested as it relates to creating a policy or a standard as it relates to land sales, this is something that we do have to develop. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to recognize Supervisor Taylor and making sure that we're talking about Supervisor Sean's motion. There's a couple motions out here.
I know how to do that. Thank you, Chairman. Well, I think it's clear we have a process, and it changes from time to time. It changes on every project. It seems like we constantly do something different. So I absolutely agree with Supervisor Mayo that the next motion, let's bring in something to create a process, but you don't change it now. I mean, and so we're in agreement there, and agreement with Supervisor Weishan. You may not like it, but it is a process. We were going on this path. The previous chairwoman of this committee said, go find us something. RFI, and that's what's here. Some may not like it, but that's just the way it is. I think you have to always. I think when you make a proposal, you put your best work forward. And if one is better than the rest, and we'll see that when we meet next month. And either A, say let's negotiate with them. B, let's scrap everything, start from scratch. But you know, to the. I guess the private sector, the development world, I mean, I guess if I'm sitting there today, I'm wondering what the heck this committee's doing if we don't continue to move forward. You know, we just delayed an item a month, which we heard is going to obviously slow down, delay the project, you know, a month and the start date. And now to actually, if we don't do this and we start from scratch, you know, I'd be wondering what we're doing in here. So I think whether you like it or not, there has been a process established on this issue, and then as we move forward, we should determine new ones for future projects. But obviously, we have different parcels of land down there that we'll be discussing in the upcoming years. Let's establish it that way. But let's not start from scratch here.
Supervisor Jackson.
Well, thank you. One supervisor, 1/18th of this board, does not have any authority to do anything with regard to establishing process. I don't care if you're the chairwoman of the board. You don't have that authority. And I just have to totally disagree with what the administration indicated, and I'm going to quote some lines from the RFI. Quote, the request for information, RFI, is not a binding competitive process, or rather a way for the county to collect development concepts from companies that may be interested in buying the property. And also, a quote from the RFI, if the county chooses to proceed with the disposition of the property, a more defined process will be established by the county. Now, you know, I'm more than willing to do what Supervisor Weishan has requested us to do, but quite frankly, I think it's going to be a waste of time. It's going to be a waste of another month. I think we ought to define a process right now, start over as a committee, giving direction, and get good policy discussions made for this important site on the lakefront, the people's property. So that's the way I see it. Quite frankly, you know, if the committee wants to waste time having those presentations next month, I guess there's no fire sale going on. It's not going to kill us. But respectful of the proposals that have come in to date, respectful of the confidentiality that we're putting around it, we really ought to get a process defined. And that's where I have a problem with the way we're proceeding. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Excellent. Madam Clerk, can you call vote, so we can vote on Supervisor Weishaun's motion.
Do you understand what Supervisor Weishaun's motion is?
Please repeat it.
The motion is to invite respondents to present their proposals at the July meeting cycle.
Okay.
Supervisor Jurczyk?
No.
Mayo?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Weishaun?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no. That motion is approved.
Madam Clerk, we have another motion. That would be Supervisor Jurczyk's motion.
I think my motion is, at this point, not germane. It was really instead of Supervisor Weishaun, so I will withdraw any motion I may have made. I don't think I made one.
Okay.
Supervisor Mayo.
I have Supervisor Mayo's motion to have this committee work with staff and administration on the land sales process moving forward.
Let me be clear. What does that mean?
Chair?
Go ahead, Supervisor.
Saying that we are making a policy of how we're going to expose any land sales from this point on. Are we going to have an RFI and then we're going to work off of that, or are we going to do an RFP? If you look at the information that Supervisor Jurczyk has right in front of you, it says that RFI is we just going to just get broad information, and that's what we're supposed to do. We should set our process of saying if we ask for one, then we're going to go see what the market's going to bear, then we go off with RFP. But we want to make sure that we have a policy in place, because right now from administration and from our own staff says that we have no policy in to give them direction, so they have direction. Since we are looking at all these make sure that people have policy and directions, that they can look in their manual and say, this is what the county board has set forth.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. What I also will ask is, does that mean that the administration is coming back to this committee with a plan that we will approve?
Yes, the administration and the staff will work together to come with a policy that when we dispose of the land.
Gotcha. Supervisor Jurczyk first, and then I come to the question.
I would like to understand Supervisor Mayo's motion. Are we talking just respect to this site, or are you talking more broadly?
I'm talking about broadly. I'm not talking about this site. This site I'm not dealing with. We already have the site out there. We're not going to change it. It's like you're playing marble. You can't change the game right in the middle of the game.
If I could continue, Mr. Chair, I think that could actually be counterproductive. I do think it's appropriate that we are site-specific when we're setting up procedure, such as Park East, for example, where we set up first the PERC agreement so we knew what the parameters were, and then we did a formal RFP process. That was a good procedure, and we continue to have good policy for development of Park East. With regard to County Grounds, for example, and Innovation Park and UWM, that was a very special project on a very specific piece of real estate with very special needs, and we can always change policy, understand that, but I think policy and procedure can be very site-specific, and I think the better thing for us to do is keep in mind what parcel we're developing and set a specific procedure to go forward with regard to that parcel. And unfortunately, that's what was missing with this one.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Weishaun.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't see Supervisor Mayo, his policy as being incompatible with the action that we've previously taken, and I think that it is in the county's best interest that we develop some type of long-range plan on how to dispose of property of this type, since we don't have a solid policy right now. So I would hope that the committee would move forward and give staff this direction, and anyone on the committee can have plenty of conversations with staff and the administration on what they'd like to see in that policy.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess I'm a little confused, because if you want to, I'm talking to you, to the chairwoman, if you want a process that you're saying you there should be specific processes for different pieces of land. So do you want a process or not? We should have one process. And if we want to then act, you know, on a special like Park East, okay, fine, that's different. But I think we have to lay something out that we it's common across all of our property. But then does that mean, like today we just adopted two pieces of property for 11,000 and 22,000, so we're going to have to do an RFP for that? No, things will change for specific. So I think we need to have something that is across the board that is, I guess we don't have it now. And so I'll support bringing something back, but I think, you know, you have to look at when we deal with, let's say, parkland. Is that going to be different than, you know, a couple of real estate properties we're going to put a house up like we dealt with today? You have Park East, you have this one. But in no way can we bring this project that's before us and try to, after the fact, have it implemented in this new thing. Because it could take months to come back here with maybe September by the time it actually does anything come back to us. So I'll support the motion.
Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We have ordinances. We have administrative code. We've got practices as it relates to how we handle certain parcels of parkland is disposed of a certain way. Other pieces of land, we have processes by which it goes. There's foreclosures. It go to the county treasurer. We have processes in place. So I think we're just talking in general, how is this committee to dispose or handle land, whether it be RFI or RFP. We look at RFI. If we don't want RFI, then we'll go to RFP, whatever. A process needs to be set up so that for whatever happened this time, it may not necessarily happen at certain times in the future.
Supervisor Jersey.
The county's really not in the business to sell real estate. This is not our mission, to acquire real estate and sell it and to, you know, to establish a process and how we're going to move like that. I think for the most part, when the county is selling parcels of real estate, it's because of some fairly unique circumstances. For example, the Park East, we had a freeway that was discontinued and taken out, so we had a huge swatch of land. With regard to the transit center, it's because lakefront planning found a real need to want to develop the lakefront, and the transit center, it turned out, was not a good use of that. So that was different. If we do the long-range planning on facilities, we may well surplus some facilities. But I would suggest to you that each one of those different projects are going to have different treatments. And I think, you know, I may be in the minority in saying this, but I think you're going to end up, if you did create a specific policy, you're going to end up violating that policy more often than not, making an attempt to do a blanket process for all of the real estate sales we might be doing, really a useless procedure. I think it makes more sense, and I'll say it again, to realize the property you're dealing with and try to set a process going forward that gives everyone an understanding of where we're going, the public an understanding of what kind of hearings we're going to have and have input. That's the way I would prefer to see it, but I'll defer to the committee.
Seeing no other comments by my colleagues, Madam Clerk, please call the vote and repeat the motion.
The motion as I originally had it was to have this committee work with staff and administration on the land sale process moving forward. Supervisor Jersey.
No.
Mayo.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 1 no.
Seeing other things, meeting adjourned.